color. And to be honest, I look at two Doctors Without Borders, which is international medical humanitarian organization. They are charging off bringing medical care to people affected by conflict, disaster, epidemics, and social exclusion in different parts of the world. There are several ways that they help people. For example, in conflict zones, this organization doesn't take sides. They provide medical care based on needs alone or work to reach the people most in need. Other example, for example, during an outbreak of an infectious disease like cholera, measles, yellow fever, or other disease, this organization reacts swiftly, quickly to provide life-saving vaccines, treatment, and epidemiologic services as well. Related to the last question, in the foreseeable future, I think they will reinvent and rebuild themselves, trying to adjust every each situation that present in any country of the world. Obviously, they need to have different economic sponsor that allow them to continue doing this altruistic work.